whom we need, to examine our consciences every day, and how we have used or misused our bodies during the day, according to or contrary to the will of God. In other words, we are not angels. We are embodied spirits, and our bodies are under the control of our wills. I sometimes ask people, do you know the two kind of muscles that we have? Voluntary and involuntary. Many people don't know what I'm talking about. I pick up this glass of water. I'm using the voluntary muscles of my hands and fingers. I move this glass of water to the orifice called the mouth. And I swallow. I'm using voluntary muscles. And by voluntary muscles, we mean muscles over which the human will has control. And this is God's will, that we use our wills in controlling our body better, using our body according to the will of God. Finally, and it almost pains me to close with one more reflection on Our Lady. I think of the 8-day retreats, 4 or 5 meditations, an hour each on Our Lady. I think of the semester courses, 15 weeks, 3 hours a week. Here I am, looking at the clock, to finish within 1 hour. Whatever else our faith tells us, it is not only to believe all that we've said about Our Lady. Our faith tells us to be devoted to the Mother of God. And devotion to the Mother of God means many things, but especially the following 4. Devotion to Our Lady means veneration of Our Lady. And veneration means loving knowledge or understanding love. Back to the Mercedarians, see how much they're on my mind. I asked them, my brethren in Christ, how many books on Our Lady do you have here in your monastery? They weren't sure. Told them to report the next day. Hear it. 133 books in English on the Blessed Virgin Mary. Isn't that wonderful? So then I gave them an assignment. I want you to put together 4 items. The title of each book, the author, the publisher, and the date of publication. He promised they would do it. What I like to do is share with you, when I get my list of those 133 books on Our Lady, we must know who the Blessed Virgin is. If there is one thing that Jesus Christ knew, if there is one person that Jesus Christ loved, it was his mother. And we claim to be followers of Christ? Just a minute. How much do you know about Christ's mother? How deeply do you love her? And love is based on knowledge. Secondly, how do we practice devotion to the Blessed Virgin Mary? We practice devotion to Our Lady by interceding with Our Lady, otherwise known as praying, less theologically accurate, to Our Lady, more correct, through Our Lady, praying to the Blessed Virgin. Over the years, I've had not a few major surgeries. Over these years, having cultivated a habit, well, in more quiet days, I would recite as many memorares as I could while waiting for the anesthesia. My record is 440 memorares. Pray to Our Lady, not just as we do the Hail Mary in reciting the Rosary, or the Memorare, or the Hail Holy Queen. Memorize prayers to Our Lady. I almost want to do this. My blood is the blood of a teacher, and a teacher knows you've taught only as much as your students remember. Give you a test. I won't do it, but I'm tempted to. Assign certain prayers to Our Lady. I'd ask you, and I'd go around to make sure that nobody has any book. Memorize certain basic prayers to Our Lady. Pray to Our Lady, which in theological vocabulary means praying through her to her divine Son. Third feature in Catholic theology of devotion to Mary. Imitation of Our Lady. Oh, that terrible non-Catholic English language. I'm almost embarrassed to speak in English. I think I've told you, and people sometimes tell me, Father, you are so critical in English. Why do you talk in English? For the obvious reason, you don't know any other language. The two virtues especially that we should imitate in Our Lady are her faith and her selfless charity. Mary believed, she really believed, that the child she was carrying for 9 months was her Creator. She believed, as her son was dying, being drained of blood on the cross, she believed that dying body and the dead corpse on her knees was the body of the living God. That is why, as I've said so often, Saturday over the centuries from the first century on has had two names, Mary's Day and Faith Day. She never doubted that her son, being the living God in human form, would rise on Easter Sunday. Finally, devotion to Mary. To promote the knowledge and love of Our Lady and others. Engaging what I call the Marian apostolate. Before this retreat is over, I will tell you more about the Marian catechists, which the Holy See told me to organize among the laity. Talk about Our Lady. Tell others about Mary. How they need. How the human race today needs to know that God has a mother, and the mother of God is our mother. And a mother, as you know, by definition, is not only a noun, it is also and especially a verb. The Mother of Christ mothers us, mothers us, her children. What a mother will not do for the children that she loves. Our paganized America needs to learn that the Mother of the All-Holy God is our mother, their mother. Mary, Mother of Jesus, our mother, obtained from your divine Son such a deep understanding of you, so that through you we may come to know and love your divine Son, by whom and for whom we were made. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Don't forget that question box.
Pray for us in every course to thee,
the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.